Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all. I am Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophet McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so excited that you would join us tonight. We know that this is Thanksgiving season, and in 2 days, some of you will be visiting with family and friends, and some of you will just be eating as much as you possibly can. Maybe I should say some of us, because I know that I will enjoy the day myself. I do like to eat. Amen. This is more than just coming together to eat. When we look at the history of the day and how it came to be and what it's become, we sometimes overlook, you know, the basic of what this day is. And really, it's a day of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we want to look at that a little bit tonight. But before we go too far, let's go ahead and have Prophetess Crystal give us our announcements and lead us into our prayer. Prophetess.
Good evening, everybody. Once again, welcome to Kingdom Lifestyles. We are excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to join us on this broadcast. And we look forward that a word that you hear on tonight is going to be life-changing. It's going to bring comfort. Amen. It's going to edify you and uplift you in the things of God. Today's announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join Apostle McQueen and myself for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. That's Tuesdays at 7, Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. On Thursday, every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear all of our live broadcasts and even the archive broadcasts at www.ctkr.org. We also invite you to visit our website, amen, and pray about becoming a vision partner and supporter, amen, with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If any of you would like myself or Apostle McQueen to minister at your church, we ask that you would, as you're on our website, www.ctkr.org, to go to the contact page, amen, and please put in as much detail as you can concerning your program. If also any of you would like prayer requests or any information about Christ the King Redemptive Ministries or anything else, please, on our contact page, you will see all that information right there. Again, leave us as much detailed information as you can, and someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Also, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, as well as Women of Prophetic Destiny, has a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and like us there. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Amen? And those are the announcements for today. Come on, let us pray. Precious Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you. We worship your holy name. For you are God and God alone. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. We, your people, come before you and we humble ourselves. We just bow ourselves before you, lifting up our hands. We come boldly through to the throne of grace this evening. Holy Spirit, we invite your presence in this broadcast, God. Minister to your people. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive of your word. Help us to understand what it is and means to be grateful and thankful for all that you have done for us. Father, even now, we just ask that as the man of God ministers this word, that it will become life-changing, that it will begin to shift and shake, amen, and it will begin to bring comfort and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that your people need, let your word on tonight be so in Jesus' name. God, we ask that you would strengthen our hands. Amen. Strengthen our bodies, strengthen our feet. God, that we will continue to walk out this kingdom lifestyle, that we will continue to complete the assignments that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you right now. All glory and honor belong unto you, God. We worship your holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome prayer. We are looking, you know, at Thanksgiving and this holiday. And as I said before, as it is so often, we begin to see that people have a lot of things that they're dealing with. And we want to be mindful of that. But look at this. If you're going to be one who operates in the spirit of Thanksgiving, then you have to be one who will take time and learn from what God is saying. The scriptures teach us about being thankful unto God, amen, you know, and bless his name. And tomorrow there'll be people who come up and they'll say, you know what, I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for that. But what really is Thanksgiving? What really is grateful? You know, what does it mean to be grateful? What does it really mean to give thanks? And I think too often we have a generic form of it, and we really don't know what it means, you know, to give thanks. Okay. Simply put, thanks is an expression of gratitude to someone, you know, for whatever. You know, thank you for cooking. Thank you for, you know, the job that you've done. Thank you for being my friend, you know. We use that as something that really, I guess you could say, is generalized. It really doesn't say anything other than thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that when we look at thanks, we're looking at a mindset. We're looking at a behavior, okay? If we can say that love is an action word, then thanks should also be an action word. Not what you say that lets me know that you are thanking me. It's what you do. That's why sometimes people have little tokens of expression, you know, with the expression that they give, a thank you card with something in it. You know, it's just saying, listen, I'm not just giving you lip service, thank you. I'm also trying to tell you that I really appreciate or really value or really admire something that you've done. And we have to look at that. If I was to, for example, with Prophetess here, just simply say, prophetess, what are you thankful for?
Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
My family.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage. Mm-hmm. Job.
That was a good answer, too.
Check in the mail.
The check is check is in the mail. I'm telling you. good answer. Good answer. The thing is if you say that you're thankful and you can't demonstrate that you're thankful, then you may not really be thankful. Thankful, as it is in the dictionary, is the adjective, and the definition is pleased and relieved, okay, is expressing gratitude and relief, and earnest and thankful prayer. Okay, so that means that when we're here, we're talking about Thanksgiving being something that is pleasing or pleasant, and we have to look at that pleasant part of it realistically. There are certain people during this time of year, and you heard me say this before, it is well-documented fact that a lot of people during this time of year take their own lives for the reason of being sad and being in a place where they feel hopeless, feeling that no one cares and that, you know, it would be better for them to go through take their lives than to go through another holiday season without feeling like they were part of anything productive. But when we look at that, we have to be realistic on the other side of that, and that is that as we extend hands and we stretch across the aisles and we embrace one another, you never know your expression of gratitude, what it actually does for someone else. You know, when we express gratitude, we show the quality of being thankful. You know, it is a readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. That means thank you for this, but that return card. You see that? We are to return this. Let's look at what this says. When we look at this biblically, we see something else here. You know, we give thanks with a grateful heart. Mm-hmm. Okay? That means that we are give him praise. We give him honor. You know, we are looking at all that he's done for us, and we're not taking it lightly. We're not just taking advantage and sitting back talking about he should have did this, about time he did this. Mm-hmm. No, we are so grateful that he did it. Amen. And when you look at the fact that he did so much for you, you should have a hallelujah. You should have a thanksgiving in your heart. You see that? When we get into the Psalms and when we begin to get into this word, we see that thanksgiving is a praise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think looking at thanksgiving as a praise is important because it helps us to understand that even though you know you're thanking God, you know, your life should mirror that. Your life should mirror those who actually give praise and glory and honor to his name. Amen? That word, when we begin to look at it, it begins to tell us that thanksgiving is something that is comely, amen, for a saint. And we should offer to God thanksgiving. Amen. Let's look at just a few scriptures here. Amen. Psalms 50 and 14, where it says, offer to God thanksgiving. See, we're going to have people sitting at a table offering thanksgiving to him. But some of these people are just going through the formalities, you know. And you know, thank you for your time and your attentiveness to give God thanks during the day called Thanksgiving. But don't forget that we owe him so much. Amen. So offer to God thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and pay your vows to the Most High. Huh? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Mm-hmm. So now, remember I was telling you before that this whole thing of thanksgiving and gratitude is not just the quality of being thankful, but readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. You see that? So the 14th verse said, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. In other words, God owes you so much. And we have made so many different vows to God. Oh, God, if you get me out of this time. Oh, Lord, if you help me this time. You know, I'm going to walk it out right. I'm going to do what you said. Lord, help me. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm here. Okay. And then you get out. And then you forget that was ever said. See, you can't express gratitude when your memory is short. Amen, somebody. Amen. Huh? You can't express gratitude when you refuse to remember that God brought you out, that God made a way, that God touched you, that God delivered you. When you were in dire straits, God came in. He sent a judge. He sent a redeemer, as he did with Israel. Whenever the children of Israel would cry out to the Lord, mm-hmm. the Lord would raise up a judge or raise up a redeemer. Mm-hmm. Notice he raised up a judge. Why a judge? Because a lot of times what got you in dire straits is what you're doing wrong. We are often going astray. Amen. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs, it says something very simple. It says every man's ways is right in his own eyes. Amen. Sure. So that means that while you're trying to figure it out with your limited faculties, you walk into something thinking that it's right and end up in a dry place or end up in a dangerous place. Amen. And you need somebody to come and get you out. How many times have people tried to go past something and the people said, listen, don't go down that way because it's not safe. Oh, it's all right. And they get down there and what they told them about happens. And here they come crying, help me. Huh? I remember looking at a road that had some water going across it. And we were studying the video, and they said, this is the reason why when it says road closed, do not pass here, they tell you don't do it. The person was like, well, I'm in a four-wheel drive. I should be able to go through this. They tried to go through it, but the current turned the vehicle sideways and began to carry it downstream. So the person now is sitting in their four-wheel drive on top of it, waiting on somebody to come save them. In other words, I don't care how well equipped you think you are towards the task that you're looking at, God knows better. And if he says don't. If he says don't do it, don't do it. If he says don't go, don't go. Vicariously with that, if he says move, then you need to move. You understand? You're standing still right here. He may be moving you out of harm's way. And you refusing to move, you'll stand right there. And when it comes, it hits you. You'll say, Lord, why did it hit me? He said, because I told you to go, and you wouldn't go. Look at the children of Israel at Pihahiroth. If they had a stake there on that end pass of land. When Pharaoh's army was coming, even though the Red Sea was open up before them, and they were told to go forward through the sea on dry land, if they would have stayed there, the Pharaoh would have came and got them. Mm-hmm. See,
Your failure to move is not because God got to give you more information. Brother, sister, sometimes you just need to move with what God says and stop making excuses for bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So when we fail to be have a spirit of gratitude, then we can't be thankful.
Yeah.
You see that? So you can't offer to God thanksgiving. And you can't pay your vows to the Most High. That means that when you fail to do that, 15th verse, it says, call upon me in a day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you will, this to return, glorify me. That means that when you can't give him thanks, then God says, okay, since you got it, I'm going to let you have it. And in the day when you call upon me, I will not deliver because you didn't do what glorified me. You see that? So the very beginning of this, we talk about offering God thanksgiving. And then it says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver. This is something that causes us to go over and over and over again. That means that if God delivered me before, I know God can deliver me again. I know if God brought me out before, I know that God can bring me out again. I know if God healed me before, God can heal me again. I know if God made a way before, he can make a way for me again. And each time that he has shown himself strong, my praise, my worship, my thanksgiving, my gratitude has gone to another level. That's why I don't judge your hallelujah and your thank you, Jesus. I don't know how much you came through and how much praise you're giving him. I don't know how your praise has grown through your matriculation process. When God began to take you through your time of making and you came from what you couldn't do to knowing that God could do all, huh? And you could do all through him, huh? I don't know what you went through between point A and point B, so I don't judge your hallelujah. But I will tell you this. If you have gone from point A to point B, then your hallelujah should be stronger at B than it was at A. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So let's look. Let's look. We're talking about Thanksgiving. I'm so glad he gave us this today. Amen? Amen. Hosea 14:2, it says, take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Listen to this now, because I talked about gratitude, amen. You have to understand that it is gratitude and graciousness that we're looking at when we speak of it. Look at what it says here. Take away all iniquity. That iniquity there is hidden sin. Receive us graciously. Huh? For we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. You see that? So when we begin to see this, then we understand that one of the main things that we have to do is we have to learn how to praise him regardless. Amen? Stop waiting for God to give you something or do something for you before you become grateful to him. Because if it hadn't been for him, your breath this morning when you open up your eyes, huh, would not have been there. Huh? He gave you the ability to open up your eyes. You see that? See, I remember when I was coming up, we used to, one of the things that they used to do with testimony service, they would say, give an honor to God who's the head of my life, to the pastor and to the pulpit and to, you know, and they would go down the list and then they say, I'm so grateful that God woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He gave me the activity of my limbs and clothed me in my right mind. Oh. See, we stopped saying all of that because we think the fact that we got up was due to the Timex clock that was sitting on your dresser that went off. You thought that the reason why you got up was because you went to bed early and you woke up refreshed because you got a good night's sleep. Right. If it hadn't been for the Lord, the devil would have been fighting you all night long. You didn't have to wake up this morning. Okay. I'm just saying you need to be grateful and thankful to God. You see that? We have to be grateful. We have to be thankful. God has done so much for us. Stop taking him for granted. Huh? You never miss the water until the well runs dry. You never miss the fact that you should have thanked him until you need him and he didn't answer. And see, it's at that point that people turn around and say, well, you know, I think that God wasn't going to answer me anyhow. No, you never tried him. You came to him with speculation and unbelief. You understand? See, faith doesn't work on speculation and unbelief. Faith works on the surety, knowing that God is more than able and he shall do what he said. Now, I would tell you this here because I want to bless you. What you need to do is seek his face. You need to seek him and not just his hand. His hand is where the blessings come, but to see his face, to behold his glory. You understand? That's what we're seeking. I want to see you. I want to know you like I've never known you before. It is that relationship that you have that causes you to go through. And as he's bringing you closer to him, sometimes you'll experience a little battle, a little fight, because the enemy doesn't want you to know that it's God's desire for you to behold his glory. You see that? He's trying to get us to him, and Satan's trying to keep you from him. And we have to learn not to listen to the enemy's word, but to believe the report of the Lord. You understand? We shall go forward. Yes. We shall offer praises. We shall give to him and return to him the sacrifices of our lips. You see that? Hebrews 13:15. It says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. What's the fruit of our lips? You know, we're not talking about cherries, bananas, and all that. No. What's the fruit of our lips? You keep reading. Giving thanks to his name. You see that? So what is the sacrifice of praise to God? It is giving thanks to his name.
Yes.
You see that? So we can't just say we're going to have Thanksgiving. We have to live a thankful life. That thankful life brings us into the graciousness of his presence. And when we're in the graciousness of his presence, then we learn how to thank him more. God wants to love on us more. Huh? Oh, well, I thought it was, no. Don't get it twisted. He really wants you to love on him more. Everything that he does is to bring us into more praise. Paul says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? Giving thanks always. In this time and season, we run into some people who are the most unthankful. Ungrateful, yes, no gratitude. What do we need to do here? What do we need to see here?
I don't know.
I'm going over my relatives and they just get on my nerves. Okay, well listen, there are some people who don't have family. Be thankful that God allows you to have a family. I have, and I'm gonna say this. I have some family members that, when I go around them, they hug your neck too tight. They slobber your cheek all up. I feel like I need to go get a neck brace and some Noxzema after they get the greet me. And then they like to be loud sometimes. And sometimes I just don't feel loud. Amen. You know, you can be here without talking at the top of your lungs always. You know, it's just one of those things. But you know what? If something was to happen to one of my family members, it would impact me. You see that? Because I'm grateful that I have somebody. In a time of trouble, I can call on family. Amen? And some of you don't want nobody to know that you need anybody to depend on. You've been an island so long that you really think that that is the way to live. And that's not God's way to live. He didn't come and say, come let us reason together so you can be over by yourself. Or stay over there and reason. I'll be over here reasoning. As long as we're reasoning in our own place, it'll come out. No, come let us reason together. That means you got to come together. The Bible goes on to say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why is it the assembling of yourselves together? Because he never designed us to be alone. So we have to learn how to come together. But when we come together, we're not coming together to beat our rugs and talk about what the devil one did. No, we're coming together to glorify God. You see that? And when we come together to glorify God, then he gets the glory. Huh? And the devil gets the black eye. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So then as we're looking at all of this, this is something that he's given to me. Amen. Amen. There you go. Let's go over here to... but hold on, let's stay here for 1 minute. Hebrews 13, I didn't look at 16, but I like that right there. Let's go on down a little bit further. Let's start 15 again. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Okay? That is the fruit of our lips. Huh? You see that? Giving thanks to his name. You see that? 16. But do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. I see this holiday right here. I was sharing with some friends, and I told them, you know, this is a good holiday because it allows us to go around and deal with some people and to, you know, just be nice. I like that. I said, but this holiday, as I said at the very beginning, I like to eat. So we cook here at home, and then we go visit. And when I get home, I may eat what I cooked here at home. Now, why am I cooking here at home and then going to visit? Well, I understand that it's good to do not forget to do good. But I also understand the and to share part. See, Romans 12:13 says, distributing to the needs of the saints. Somebody may not have something. Mm-hmm. They may be hungry. You never know. I remember one year we went out with my wife's relatives, her cousin, and we did Thanksgiving dinner, and they had a spread. Boy, did they have a spread. And after everybody ate and was full, we loaded up all that food into trays and went out and found the homeless and began to bless those people out there who didn't have the ability to have something to eat. See, we sit back and we're going to remember, you know, that this is my grandmother's recipe for this, and my aunt used to make this, and, you know, my mom's recipe for that, and it's been in our family since. You know, think about it. There are people who didn't have that or don't have that, and we need to be sensitive to that. Amen? Distributing to the needs of the saints, huh? Giving to hospitality. You see that? When we do good and when we share, then God is pleased with that. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. God wants us not to be self-centered, but to be God-centered, kingdom-focused. You understand? One thing that you have to understand is that we always talk about this, and you need to see it clearly for what it is. God is not looking at what you do. When it comes down to certain things, he's looking at what you do. Now, let me explain that. We always make excuses for ourselves and why we don't do certain things. But God's looking at what we do. The Bible lets us know that he looked at the hearts. You see that? The Bible always says, and Jesus looked at them, and knowing their thoughts, he said, In other words, he looks at what you do, but he also looks at why you do it. If you're only in this for a photo op, then God's not pleased with that. In other words, if you're only in this to get glory for yourself, talking about you're following him, he already saw you coming. And no, he's not pleased with that. So let's do what we need to do to give him the glory. Amen? Let's keep going. Psalms 100. Psalms of Thanksgiving. You see this? It says, make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Here we are back into serving again. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. You know what? This right here will preach by itself. We have so many people, when you talk about self-made, we got so many people who feel that they are self-made, even from the womb.
Yeah.
Huh? That you forget that it is the Lord who gives you the power to get well. Just because you got it, don't think that it's not his will, or don't think that he's powerless to strip you of that. You need to ask Nebuchadnezzar, who stood out on a lattice and began to talk about, oh, Babylon, look at what the power of my hand has done for me. And he said, didn't I tell you? Huh? As soon as he said, didn't I tell you that if you refuse to give God the glory, guess what? He began to eat grass and froth at the mouth. 7 years, here he is. And when he came out of that 7 years of where his mind had left him and the glory of the Lord had departed, when he got to himself, he began to glorify the Lord and say, oh, there's no one else but God. There's no one else like him. Who is like the Lord? See, you have to understand. You can do some things in life, but it's always God allowing you to do it. Yes, it is his grace and his mercy that doesn't consume us, but renews itself daily. Huh? Mm-hmm. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. So when it says, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves, it says, listen, everything that you have done successfully, God has given you the capacity to do it.
Yes.
You see that? But when we go off in our own self, we also have the capacity to make great mistakes. When you make a great mistake, don't sit down there talking about, well, if God didn't want me over here making this mistake, why didn't he block the way? Brother and sister, sometimes he has blocked the way, and you have moved the roadblock out the way or tried to find a way around it. So when you keep going around God's roadblock, if you will, then he goes ahead and lets you go down the road into the trouble. Mm-hmm. There you are crying, asking God to help you. Oh, Lord, I'm praying. I'm trying to hear from you. He said, you should have heard me before you got into this mess that I told you already, if you would have heard me, not to get into. Mm-hmm. Help us, Jesus. Why am I saying it like that? Because the next verse says we are his people.
Yes.
The sheep of his pasture. And if you are his people and you are the sheep of his pasture, then you need to be led by the shepherd, or you should allow the shepherd to lead you. Amen. Instead of trying to tell the shepherd where to go, understand that it is the shepherd's job to lead you. Amen.
Amen.
And when he's leading you, he'll lead you to green pastures. Amen. Your life will be enriched. You'll do a whole lot better for yourself.
You really do.
Huh? Well, I don't know. I just have a hard time, you know. People, I don't know what they're going to do. So I stay in control. Listen, you can stay in control and lead yourself into all kind of mess. And after you lead yourself into that mess, you're going to need somebody to get you out of it. Which means that if you had trusted in somebody before you got into the mess, you wouldn't need somebody that you would have to trust to get out of the mess. Fourth verse says, enter his gates with
thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. You see that? So enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Enter his courts with
praise.
Be thankful unto him.
Thankful.
And bless his name. Thanksgiving. Praise. You see that? Thankful to him. Bless. You see this? This is something that we need to learn how to do. Oh God, help us. When we learn how to do this, then we are enriched. Amen.
Yes.
We are prospered. Amen.
Yes.
God gives us the ability to be successful in him and in everything that we do. And once we understand that God is not trying to take us out, we'll stop blocking him for what he's doing for us. I think we are so busy trying to control God that we forget that God is in control. And when you don't know that he's in control, then, you know, you feel that you're out there by yourself and you seek to make sure that you can keep tabs on things. So we're to be thankful unto him. We're to bless his name. And why are we blessing his name? Well, let's just go on, finish it. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures all generations. I wish that we could simply just remember the goodness of the Lord. So this Thanksgiving season, there are people right now who are suffering, and I said this before, they deal with mental anguish and other things. They had trauma within the family. They grew up in, and it was around this time of year that the family split and things happened. So what they do now is that they dread the holidays, because instead of this being a joyous time of year, it becomes the remembering or the memory of what actually happened to them. And I want to encourage somebody right now that if you had that as a situation for your life, don't look at it in the negative. Amen. But why would you say that, man of God? You don't understand. We had some things that we had to go through coming up, and I understand. We went through some stuff too. But at some point, I got to stop giving the enemy a stick to beat me with. Amen? And the other thing is I have to allow the love of the Lord to actually fill my heart. So instead of sitting there talking about, well, you don't understand, we've gone through this and we were homeless and we didn't have, and we had to go to other people's house because we didn't have anything for ourselves. Listen, stop making, those type of declarations, and learn at this point in your life, I can create new family memories. If your family separated at this time, then use this as a healing time for the family that stayed together to come together and be thankful and remember what God has given you. Sometimes people look at things because they're younger, and as they get older, they don't know what actually happened that caused the breakup. You were too young to know what was going on, and no one told you what was going on. So all you have now is well, this is what I believe it is. Not knowing that that's what it is, you go off and make all kind of mistakes in your life. And when we look back at it, it goes back to the fact that at some point in time, you were hurt and you refused to be healed from that hurt. So you're still walking around trying to validate the hurt. You see that? And God didn't call you to validate hurt. He called you to be free from that. Huh? When you learn how to be free of it, then you'll stop making those mistakes. You'll stop validating hurtful things. We know when people are hurt because every chance that they get to go forward, they always make an excuse and try to push people away. You see that? So they push people away because if I push people away, then I don't have to deal with people. You see that? And God didn't call us to be separate. He called us together. Amen. I like this in the Message Bible. Psalms 100. Four first. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. Real simple, isn't it?
I like it.
So this holiday here, I went out and we just had last Saturday, we had a lot of the young people come over and we have a turkey fryer that I just got. So we began to cook. Well, there I bought it. So that's my part. My wife did the cooking, but I bought this stuff and went to the store and got everything while she was here preparing. So that was my part of it. So I can say we did this because I was doing the running and she was here. Okay, but together we got it all done. So we had chicken wings and fries and baked beans, and they made some nacho chips stuff, and the kids were all over and talking, and we were looking at schoolwork, and they wanted to play video games, and some people wanted to be in the studio part, you know, on the instruments and laying tracks and just having a good time, you know. But as they came in, each one of them came in with that password. Thanks. Thank you. You know, I was like, listen, you know, make yourself at home. We began to talk about different things, talking praise, thanking God, worshiping him. Ooh, I like how, you know, God allowed me to do, you know, every time you have an opportunity to show somebody the goodness of God, we should be doing that. It is not my goodness. It's no goodness of my own, but it's by the grace of God. See, if you keep that as in the forefront of your mind, then God can get the glory. And we need to sit at the table and not just for lengthy prayers to say that I prayed this long just before the Thanksgiving dinner as the family came together. We need to be so thankful to God that we try to get out the way and let him have his way. I wonder what would happen if we set the table and we got everything in place and we join hands and we begin to just give God thanks. Oh, you know what? You know you're really giving God thanks when the turkey can get cold. Huh? When the dressing and everything can get cold. And the cranberry sauce can get hot. Amen. And you were so busy thanking God and being grateful for all of that, that it didn't even matter. Some of us are going to be so we're going to be fit to be tied because we're going to show up at friends and relatives' house with attitude. And you're going to miss an opportunity to glorify God. Let's enter in with the password, thank you. And while you're there making yourself at home, talk praise. Give him praise. Thank you. That's what today is, Thanksgiving. And don't make it just this Thursday. make it a pattern of behavior. Do you know that if you're thanking God, you don't have time to complain about the devil? And if you're not complaining about him, you're not giving him praise. Because the devil, when he does that and you start talking about it, it's just like you said, thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. You're saying all of that stuff that the devil has done, and you're actually giving him praise. You see that?
That's the truth. Yeah.
We stop glorifying him and bless the name of the Lord. Even when you're going through, bless the name of the Lord. My tire went flat. Bless his name because I could have ran off the road. You know what? My car broke down. Bless his name because I could have slammed into a tree. It could have been worse than this. Ooh, this thing could have went out while I was on the expressway. You see, all of the things that happen to you, when you find something good in there that you can thank God for, then you give him glory and you don't give the devil credit for nothing. It's an interesting that we really worship the devil more than we think, because we praise him a lot. Oh, they just talked about me. I'm just so, you know, oh, I'm just feeling so bad. Oh, my body. Oh, okay, listen, all of that right there, where is your praise to God? You have talked about everything that's happening to you, and you have not one time with all of that spill given God any glory. So where have you called him into your environment? Where have you invoked his presence into your situation? No wonder it hasn't changed. You never invited him in to change it. Can we do better? Will we do better? Huh? God wants to bless us. He wants to bless his people. And we want to see you blessed. Listen, when we celebrate this Thursday, take time to think about not just Black Friday and Cyber Monday and, you know, what you hope to get and, you know, all the rest of that. Isn't it interesting that we go to all these Black Friday and Cyber Monday events and talk about we're getting Christmas gifts and you're really not getting nothing for nobody else. You buying you a TV you always wanted. Mm-hmm. You getting you something you always wanted. Mm-hmm. You try to make people think that really you're going to get some gifts for some folk. For those of you who have kids, you might buy some gifts then. But those of you who are wise, you have already done the Christmas shopping for the kids before the holiday season, mm-hmm. knowing that the prices go up instead of coming down. I know it said sale, but guess what? If you check the price in the middle of summer versus the middle of October and November, you'll find out that the prices have been inflated. So that price that you might get might be the summer price. They're still making a profit margin, if not greater, than they was before. So, you know, while you're going out doing all of that, let's think about all that God has given us, all that God has done for us, and let's bless his name. As you celebrate, remember those who are less fortunate than you, those who have gone through things in their lives, and the enemy has tried his best to defeat them and beat them down. You know, people who have the greatest potential and promise are the ones that the enemy tries to, you know, beat down the furthest, because he knows that if you ever realize that potential, he's in trouble. So instead of sitting back and talking about, you know, who did what, when, why, how about if we just think about how good God is and encourage each other, strengthen each other, love on each other, lift up each other, uphold one another. I pray right now that even as we go forward, that there are those who are experiencing hurt, going through mental anguish, those who are dealing with mental deficiencies and the way that the enemy deals with this holiday with them, that they will be healed totally, fully from the inside out. When they begin to deal with this holiday, instead of it being a reoccurrence of everything negative that's happened in their life, that they begin to build those positive things in their life that keeps them going forward. If you, Lord, can save us and deliver us and wash us from all of our sins, then I know that we can do the same with our lives. We can look back over our life and see where it was tragic and where it was terrible. But this day, now, beginning at this moment, we're going to begin to build positive dreams and visions and memories. And we're going to live those things out. We're going to celebrate you. We're going to see what you have strengthened us to do. We remember your word says, it is you who gives us the power to get wealth. So thank you, Lord, right now for that. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to go forward and to be satisfied with you. Yes. In the name of Jesus. I pray for those, Lord, who are in the hospital and those who are in the nursing home, those who are in incarcerated. I pray for those, Lord, who aren't feeling well, for the homeless and for those who are less fortunate. I pray for them now, Lord. You know every situation. Give us wisdom to know how to minister your love to them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go forward, into this holiday season, knowing that if it hadn't been for you, this year would have looked different. For some people, this year hasn't looked as good as they would like, but Lord, it hasn't been as bad as it could have been. Thank you for keeping them and not letting them fall. Lord, I pray right now that even as they go towards this new year, Lord, as we begin to prepare our heart, Lord, for January 1st in a new year, Lord, that we would begin to reevaluate our stance. And we'll begin to evaluate your worth in our life. And we'll begin to walk forward giving you praise and glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. Seek the Lord God rebuke you. You are a defeated foe. Take your hands off of the men and the women of God's lives, off of their families in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Lord, it's that peace that guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk with this and to live this out in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray for those who are not saved. I pray, Lord, that if they're not saved, they will simply pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. According to your word, Lord, I am saved. Thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing church where they can be matured and develop and grow and go on to do the work that you've given them to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In your matchless son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll find out more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. I do know that, you know, on our contact page, Bishop Wandera David and Bishop Joel Shiendu both will be doing some programs next month, and they need fiscal support from the believers. Amen. Evangelist Demi needs some Christian literature and materials, Bibles and the like. For the school over in Nigeria. And we want you to be a blessing with us. Listen, we can do so much more with each one giving a little. Amen. And there's great needs that need to be addressed. And we're asking you to stand with us and become a vision partner with this ministry as we go forward to do the work that God has called us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's all we have for this for today. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
Apostle McQueen.
And this is
Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all.